today. What happened?
So then, did you read this about this, how it's called?
Kalkavitarani.
Did you read these pages?
No.
Any other questions?
就是现在比库尼已经没有了嘛，他就叫库尼这段的对话就全部不用了。没有，有那他那那那那那那里边说了，就是说那个那个这叫叫叫比较比库尼，就是你要问要问要要问，叫比库尼完成，然后那那回答时间现在比库尼已经不存在了，所以不需要叫了。
对，这里就固定的，就像以后读托里面说几个比库尼什么什么什么这些，全部都不用。
他那个是他，反正需要念的东西，他是黑体字写的。 现在是其他不是黑体字，只是解释。然后你说什么那个尊者比库尼僧他顶礼比库僧，那前提当然是要比库尼僧存在的情况下，不存在。
这些都没有。对。So now.
有问题吗？没有是吧？
嗯。好。没有。 So now about what I told you to read is about Chanda Parisuddhi, no?
Yes.
To know how to give Chanda in Parisuddhi. Mm-hmm. You already explained many parts of that.
Yes.
So Uttukana, how to count the seasons.
Mm-hmm.
So those days we have already make a chart here on the whiteboard,
uh-huh.
How to count the seasons. You have been also present, no?
I think only that class I'm absent.
Therefore now we don't need to explain this.
张老师那个季节宣放那个，就是他离开之前最后一次可能已经跟大家讲过了，所以说这个地方就不太细。
So then, therefore now we go, if there are no any other questions, we will go to the next, who is called Parisuddhi Nayasmad Arucheta. It means, may you, venerable sirs, declare or announce your purity.
Okay.
就前面就，那前面的我找着我的问题，我现在可以问吗？
Okay, so he has found one question, because he has one question, but just now he didn't find it, so now he wants to ask the question.
那个第十八页的第三自然观，就是这个意思是说，如果你做。跟乌萨塔有关系的事，你就只需要给予清净，而做其他僧团的工作，然后是给抑郁，就是说，因为你假如说一个人他不是两个都做，他只做一样的话，他只需要给予清净或者只需要给予抑郁，是这个意思。哦，是谁？So
now he's asking that the passage that. Lord Buddha said that because I allow that on the day of Bodhisattva, those who have duties of the Sangha, while giving this Parisuddhi, they can also give Chanda. So now, Kankavitarani gives some explanation. So here it says, can you find the passage that I think is.
Yes,
Chanda Parisuddhi. Okay. Yes. So here.
Is it in the end or the middle?
No, I think it's okay, somewhere around here. Let me see.
You can ask him what is it, his page? Maybe.
Oh, yes, yes, I already found the page, but I want to find the correspondent passage. I just need. Okay, so he is asking. Okay. This is the passage. Okay, so he's asking about here. Tata parisuddhin dhanam sangasapi atanupi uposata karanam sampadeti. So that means,
yes, this parisuddhi is only for uposata. It's not for any other sangha functions. No, any other sangha functions. I explained yesterday that the parisuddhi, we keep parisuddhi only for the uposata day, because the aim of the uposata it is to declare one's purity.
Yes, yes, but the word you use is what is called Vinayakama, but here it means
Sangha Kitchen.
Sangha Kitchen.
This is the problem.
Yes, that is a problem.
Yes, Sangha Kitchen. So any other not duties, it's not Kitchen, is not duty. Functions. Any functions.
Kitchen means things that should be done.
But Kitchen is as called Vata. If Vata it is hotel duty, we make the duties, everyday duties, there is another word. It's called vata for that. Uh-huh. Do you do your vata? Uh-huh. Do you do your duty? Sweep the sanasala or sweep the road, clean your kuti, all these are the vatas. So, but kitcha is his function. Okay? Any functions. Any kitcha can be also like that. Performances, any legal actions, any actions.
Okay.
Not functions, actions, and so forth, the Sangha.
Okay.
Before now, Sangha Kicha it is now when the Sangha has to give to a monk. Parivasa it is Kicha. It is something to be done.
Okay.
So, a function, the Sangha has to take place. Now, otherwise, Sangha is Eska. Now, if the Sangha has to give Upasambhata, it is Kicha for the Sangha. It means the Acharyas. At least four Acharyas to come together. It is to perform the Upasambhata. To carry on the person.
Okay, then I.
It's a function. There's no duties.
Okay, then I.
We can explain the duties, but.
No. It's, because I think it's a translation problem. Because this translator, remember, Santagami said he actually translated the word kicha as work. So.
Work.
Yes.
Yes, it is too loose. Work can be done as like a construction work.
Yes, yes.
What is wrong?
Okay. Okay, 张老师这么说, 实际上他这个是昨天讲过了, 但是你借的问题,
okay, you can read. I can find other meanings of kitcha. Right. Okay. No, it's okay. Function is okay. Function. Okay, explain first.
Okay, okay. 然后他这个地方他说的那个其他僧团工作就是张老师说的其他干嘛，然后他这个地方工作那个词张老师实际上是那个僧团功能性的因素，工作不是指扫地啊那个建筑啊这些不算的，他是说比方说指搭上给予别处那个等等这些功能性的因素，他说这些功能性的因素实际上就是干嘛，就是他昨天说的其他干嘛。
其他干嘛？
对，
那这个翻译是不是有问题？
对，
哪有问题？你说，
因为长老干那个理解我是，就是说其他干嘛跟那个就是窝萨塔也是一种干嘛？
嗯，
就是说这个生团的人集合在一起就是一个僧团会议。
嗯，
然后他这个表述是说，至于自己或僧团的乌波萨他事务，也就是说乌波萨他日他为什么没来呢？因为他在处理一些跟
不是OK I got his misunderstanding, so can you see the Atano Atano
so
yes so now this translation translate the word Atano means for the sake of oneself. It is not. I think this is wrong translation.
我忙别的事儿去了。我上电脑是收完有邮件去了。这就是其他事务。
不是，他是我认为翻译的问题。对 ，Here, Atano is very. This translator translated this as for the sake of oneself. Do you think this is true? I think this is wrong translation.
You see, it says here that by giving the purity,
mm-hmm.
if a monk has to give his purity,
mm-hmm.
so this serves.It serves for the Sangha, it serves for unsafe also, for the Uposatha performance,
mm-hmm.
for the Uposatha ceremony.
Oh, yes.
So therefore, one self, autonomy means for oneself, mm-hmm. it serves oneself, because in the same way, I call, one does not fully look at that if one doesn't declare the Parisuddhi.
Uh-huh.
Another thing I call, one is, one has to confess in order to give the Parisuddhi.
Yes.
That is actually it is once for own self service.
Yes.
And for the service of the Sangha.
Yes, but your understanding is correct. But here, this translation is making effort for oneself. So, and actually, there's some. So, if you translate this as making effort for oneself, that means that person is making effort for himself, something like that. So therefore, they understand you wrong. So
somebody means it serves oneself. It serves also for the Sangha.
That's yes,
right. this is the real meaning. But
yes, but
here,
because he translated something like a verb, making effort something.
Oh, no.
So that is the problem. 他说这个地方所谓致力于自己是为了自己，就是说而是说是他是指那个他说这个致力于自己是修饰那个事物的，就是为了自己的什么什么事物，是这个事物是为了自己，而不是说你那个人是为了自己。明白你的意思吗？就是说你不是说那个人当时正在做什么什么事物，而是说这个事物本身是为了他自己的。
这个事物是指这个窝萨塔，
就是指窝萨塔，就是和他自己有关的。
不是是指那个什么签证啊之类的那些吗？
不是
答
不是你们现在理解是这个致力于自己的主语是什么？你们是说他就是说他是这个给予清净，是说我们是在这种事物的场合，这种事物场合我们应该给予清净。而不是说给予清净，是因为你当时在做那个事儿，是指你。
后面还有一个补充说明是，而非僧团的其他事务。
对。
而非僧团的其他工作。
对。
那就是说，你，他这个翻译是致力于自己或僧团的乌波萨他事务。
对。
对啊。
我明白半个的意思。
嗯。
致力于自己是做其他干嘛事？为自己做的这个意思，而非其他工作。
他这个地方致力，你因为我一般来说，我们致力于自己，这个致力主语应该是人，对不对？
对啊，对啊。
但他这个地方主语其实主语并不是人，其实根本不该用致力这个词，就是说
致力于自己，就是说他。
我
主语是我，主语是那个不能来的人。
我这么重新翻译一下，你看那是指那个与自己相关的，与自己相关的，或与僧团相关的乌波萨塔事务，他是这个意思。
哦，
就是应当给予清净的场合是这两个场合，与自己相关的乌波萨塔事务场合，与僧团相关的乌波萨塔事务场合。
你在这个界里面，你叫给予清净，因为你跟你有关的乌波萨塔，
不是
概念吗？
跟你有没有就是跟你这个这里边就是你千万不要把你放进这个句子，跟你没有任何关系，完全是讲这个事物本身。这个事物是跟你有、
哦、
跟你有关的乌波萨塔事务，这个事物是跟你有跟僧团有关乌波萨塔事务。跟你自己没有任何关系，这个句子里边千万不要把那个你给你进去。
僧团，
那跟自己有关系的事物，那几个九条任务之一，要么就没有。
跟僧团有关的乌波萨塔事务，
对，不是跟自己有关的，比如说你在乌波萨塔里边，比方说他那个青年比丘人数，这是不是跟你有关？你去那
不有可能没有关系。
一定有关系，你那个你
啊，这种啊，
对啊，
啊
对。
Gandhara made. Yes, similar explanation is that by giving the Parisuddhi, this is useful for the Sangha, it is useful for oneself. But it serves the Sangha, serves oneself.
Okay.
So this is a simple meaning. For oneself. Serve oneself, serve the Sangha. It is not...
By giving the Parisuddhi, it serves the Sangha.
It serves oneself, it is useful for oneself, it is useful for the Sangha. Very simple meaning.
张老师最简单的理解方式 就是说你给予清净这件事情既对你自己有利也对僧团有利，就是既是为你自己服务，也是为僧团服务。你可以听听这件事情。
哦，我明白了，那就是我原来也是我原来理解就完全是错的，完全。
那是因为他那个知理语是比较误导的一个翻译，对他实际上只是一个目的格而已，在那里边，他就是说他为了自己的一个目的格，然后他会翻译成知理语，肯定会误导。
为了让自己清净也是。
对。
Because here translation is good to tries to accomplish. Try to accomplish one's aim. Try. Means somebody did. Therefore, it is some confusion here.
Okay.
Maybe he tries to make effort. He tries to make effort like that. He translates like that. Maybe, I don't know. Confusion.
I think that this the relevant Pali word is, the corresponding Pali word is atano. Atano.
Atano.
Atano, yes. That means, what is that? Dative, no?
I don't know, for answer, it can be dative, it can be genitive, both cases.
Same. But dative can be used for what's called...
In that case, with a verb, it serves oneself, now in English, if you translate it, it's actually accusative, to put the accusative case. Because the word serves, it takes only accusative, it does not take other. So it depends on the language you translate on. But in Pali it is atano sambateti, it is useful for oneself, it accomplishes one's own purpose, and accomplishes the purpose of the Sangha.
Okay.
So then they like.
Oh, 对，反正我知道是什么问题了。他的翻译多了一个字儿，止，把这止字去掉就行了。是指致力于自己。如果把止去掉，那他这个句话的主语就是给予清净。那应该是给予清净这件事儿是致力于自己或僧团家事务，而不是说这个给予清净是指我致力于僧团的事务。如果把指去掉，是不是意思就对了？
对，可以这样理解，就是你反正就是我跟你说一下，你不能把那个我带进去，
就是说给予清净是主语，
对，
跟我是这句话跟我没什么关系，
跟你没有任何关系。
哦，那我就看懂了。
对，
后面那句话也是多了一个指。
是，都是一样的。这两句话，这结构都是一样的。
行，那我明白。
Okay, now we understand.
But now, in order for us to know who you are, where you are, so then you can tell them that we are called actually in the we finish the Pupakarna Pupakicca everything. We started in Dana, and we should have also something in front of them to read.How the monk who recites the Patimokkha, he has to, how to start, the preamble, okay, Nidana. So then, now, in this book, for example, it tells, Sunato me pandi sangu, achu posava, yati sangasi patakala, sangu posata gare, Patimokkha. This is how he starts. Now, we try to explain the Nidana, the preamble. So, if they have in front of them a text, as called, of the Nidana, then can follow word by word explanation.
This is Nidana.
Now here the word Parisuddhi, Parisuddhi, Asmut, Aruzeta, we are here now. What is the preliminary duty for monks?
Mm-hmm.
It's called your duty, kitsa kimi function or something like that. Parisutana yasmanda, Arya said, let the benevolence info, it's called, announce the parisuddhi.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that is the duty. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's called, of the Sangha.
Mm-hmm.
So then we are going to explain this in Kaka Vicharani, what means parisuddhi.
然后这章上面现在讲那个地方就是这个虚诵的第二三段，什么是诵唱是前义务，请具受门告知清净。然后这个章上现在我们要讲的就是这个地方清净是什么意思。然后大家可以回到那个疑惑度脱。疑惑度脱的第二十一页，倒数第二三段。 请尊者们告白清净。
Alright, now here, as we have already mentioned, the purpose of making the opposite, it is to check one's own purity in regard to the rules of the Patimokkha, to the rules of the Buddha let down, or the sila, one's own purity of sila, the virtue, morality, regarding the Patimokkha sila. So that is the purpose of the Patimokkha. So therefore, that's why now he called Sanghasa Kicca, Pupa Kicca, the preliminary Kicca, function or duty or job like that. Again, our job, what is our job? So it is to, it's called, announce our purity. To inform one's own purity.
刚刚说呢，我们这之前也讲，我们这个送巴蒂玛卡这个仪式的目的呢，就是为了检查那个这朱笔后面是否清净，然后为了检查是否清净，要对照巴蒂玛卡这个借条，再检查是不是那个自我清净。所以说这个地方说他这个事前的义务，就那这个地方的事前义务就是请尊者们告白自己清净的状态。
Because the Buddha already told that monks, a bhikkhu has an offense, should not listen to the Patimokkha. So then, whoever listens to it, it is a dukkha offense. According to that, monks who are not pure should not listen to the Patimokkha.
因为是这样，佛陀曾经有个规定，就是戒行不清净者，不得听诵戒，否则会犯那个犯法作。所以说这个地方，我们就必须那个在诵戒之前必须保证那个来参加诵戒的比丘都是清净的。
So then, what usually we do it is before listening to the Patimokkha, we have to make confessions. Apatidesana. So then, so that when we enter the Uposatha hall for recitation, we at least know that we are to great extent pure in regard to offenses we might have committed.
所以说那个我们现在一般被比较通用的做法是，就是在那个进行诵念之前，所有僧众都进行那个对称。 这样综合通地禅就可以保证，就是说我们在诵念之前，所有所犯的这些过犯都已经清净了。Because
the monk who recites the Patimokkha, he has to ask after every section of fruits finishes, after Parajika or Sangha, he then he will ask, are you pure? Are you pure in this? Are you pure in this? Here three times. So therefore now, this is the kitchen. Is the duty, the preliminary duty. So then our job to find out are we pure or not.
Okay.
All right. So then, and the monk also tells that wherever are all monks who are there present, so they should listen to the Patimokkha well. You see, that is the Nidana. The Nidana itself, no, the preamble.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the next word which the Kankavidarani tries to explain.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever monks are there present, mm-hmm. Sabeva Sandara and so forth, either they are seniors or juniors or middle standing.
Mm-hmm.
That means all monks should listen carefully.
大家可以大家翻到那个大家现在开始翻那个在当上面开始下一句话大家可以翻到那个一户独特第二十二页第二十二页的一二三四第四三段当然那个用黑体字写那个一切在上者我们完全的倾听那个并作意这个巴巴迪摩哈那个张老师解释这个地方然后张老师这个地方的一切在上者就是张老师本那个一户独特里边那个解释重复了一遍就是指中所有的那个上座中座下座的一户
Not only listen, but also manasikaro. Let's reflect on it.
Mm-hmm.
Reflect, and so what? Not only listen, and so what? We should also reflect and concentrate our mind and give attention to it.
Okay. 反省，然后并且加以注意。
Okay, now regarding the next sentence, which says, if you see, sadhuamana yasasiya apati soavikare. Now regarding whoever has an offense, he should reveal it. Okay, it says. So if you read the Nidana,
mm-hmm.
the next sentence, so, and Asandi Apatya Tunhibadeva, who has not an offense, he can be silent.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to explain this now, what means an offense here.
Mm-hmm. 然后那个，然后后面那个，如果大家看那个，如果看二十三页的话，应该还有个假如没有罪就保持沉默。但是现在先不要看那个二十三页，但是张老师说，我们首先应该理解什么叫有罪。 Okay.
So now here, the Gangavidarani gives six ways how a person can fall into offense.
Mm-hmm.
So then. And we are going to explain these six ways.
然后那个在第二十三页那个第一三段，一户独特解释就是说，犯罪有六种方式，就是无耻、无知、疑悔性，那个在不允许当成允许的，不允许当成不允许的，以及念忘失，这六种方式。然后张老师，我们下面这六种方式要进行解释。So
you can find out the translation. The Chinese translation is correct. Now I. So then here, the first way it is because of shamelessness.
Mm-hmm.
A person, although he knows
mm-hmm.
that something is unallowable,
mm-hmm.
he deliberately breaks the rule,
mm-hmm.
it's called, and in that way this is how he falls into offense. He sees actually a shameless person will do like that. If he does it, he knows that it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
So, because of shamelessness, and then he transgresses the precept, mm-hmm. I mean the rule.
Mm-hmm.
Now the book which is called Parivara Pali, which is the last book of the Vinaya Pitaka, it gives a stanza there that a person who is allergic, who is called allergic, means shameless, He falls into offense deliberately. And he also conceals the offense deliberately. And he goes also to, it's called agati. Agati means to agati, how to translate agati kamanansi? Agati kamanansi means he is called four ways of, how to translate it in English, I don't know. How do you translate that?
He translates agocha, means
agocha?
Agocha means the places that you should not go.
What? Very wrong.
This is wrong.
So then, let me say, I call it check. Because agati says four ways of wrong behavior, like that. Agati, there are four agatis. Actually, no, the four agatis are, okay, yeah, we can tell, I suppose, first I will explain this. I can tell the gata, and we'll explain what agati is. Okay, here it is, agati translates wrong course of action. It's called here, this agati. It says that they are agati, wrong paths.
Mm-hmm.
Path of greed and so on. Now it's called, now here it is, these agatis are chanda agati, and dosa agati, moha agati, bhaya agati. Four ways how a monk can commit because of wrong motivations,
mm-hmm.
action, wrong action because of wrong motivations.
Mm-hmm. 张老师这个地方飞行处是指，以什么样的方式做出错误的行为，就是做出错误行为的方式。张老师这里边有四种方式，就是由贪、由嗔、由痴、由怖，怖就是那个。
Okay. Now, chandagati, it means that because of desires, evil wishes, so he can commit the offense, disregard it, disregard the value of the offense, he gives more value on other, his own desires.
Mm-hmm. 由贪欲那个引所以犯这种人的人，他是把那个贪欲的价值看作比那个学术价值更重，所以说他会以贪欲来犯飞行。
So then, and the second way it is because of dosa of hate or anger, it's called he goes to because there is wrong motivation. It is anger. Therefore, he takes wrong action, and then he breaks a rule. Because being angry with
something.
So, moha is delusion. Because he is deluded, confused. Okay. Because of that also he takes wrong way of action.
以痴呢，就是指那种那个无明和那个幻觉，无明或者是幻觉，那个所导致错误行为。Another is called
means fear. Because of fear, so then, so he also falls into fear. He takes wrong action and breaks the rule.
还有因为恐惧也一样可以就是。 导致比库犯戒律。
Oh, fear can be any fear. For example, maybe I'm afraid, no? If I don't eat in the afternoon, so maybe I will get angry in the night.
Hungry in the night.
So, and out of fear, he breaks the rule and eats in the night.
比如说那个以恐惧而正出发犯戒的一个例子，比方说有那个 有些出家人可能想，如果我那个下午不吃饭的话，晚上我肚子可能会饿。为了害怕吧，晚上肚子饿，对吧？就算非之食。
So in, you can find many other examples.
还有很多其他例
子。So there, these are the four agatis. Now, people who have no shame, they are very easily motivated by desire, anger, delusion, and fear to find excuse to break the rule.
所以一个无耻的人，他就很容易出于自己的那个贪嗔痴怖，找到自己犯戒的借口。
Therefore, a shameless person.He has three ways how he can break the rule. One, it is deliberately breaking the rule, although he knows he is wrong. And then it is, second is, he conceals it deliberately. And the third is to break the rule by these four agatis. Wrong paths of action.
So,对于无耻人来说，他犯戒是应他犯戒有三种方式，一种是故意的犯戒，另外一种是隐匿他所已经犯下的罪行，第三种是由于他的那个贪嗔之怖而那个破戒。
So now the first agati I can give example, chandagati means out of desires of favoritism also.Favority means, a bhikkhu has a friend, okay? And, in order to protect the fame of his friend, because the fame of his friend is broken, in order to protect the fame, he will tell lies.
No.
Okay? He will tell lies just because a friend, no. Just a friend, he will tell lies, no, my friend did not do the like that. And he will break the rule because of that. He knows it is wrong.His friend already committed something wrong and he wants to cover it up. So he tells lies. Because he favors his friend. So,
this is an example of Chanda Agati. This is an example of Chanda Agati.
This is Chanda Agati.
Okay. 所以张老先生给大家举一个那个关于那个由贪心引发飞行的例子。然后他说比如说那个某一个犯戒的比库是另一个比库的那个朋友，然后这第二个比库，他出于保护自己朋友名声的目的，隐匿他那个朋友所犯的戒，那这像这种情况呢，就属于由贪心所引发的那种飞行。
So in the same way now, it's called one may tell lies because of anger. Let's see, one got angry with somebody and he tells him something, tell lies to him in order to.To revenge, as well, that you have done this bad thing and so forth like that, try to attack with some lie. So then he knows he's wrong, but he does it just to for as an attack.
他说那个以那个这先二番飞行，他举一个例子，就比方说有一些人他故意说谎。是因为那个其他人可能得罪了他，他为了复仇而所以说谎。
So, these are just examples for you to understand. Now, the next reason why monks also break precepts because of anyanata. Anyanata means because of ignorance. They don't know.That what is allowable, what is not allowable, because of that they also break precepts.
然后那个张老师下面讲那个什么是由无知而违反，然后大家可以看对那段解释。
Ignorance means it's not proper knowledge. They have not proper knowledge.
然后这个地方的无知指的是他们没有适当的知识。
So another reason is kukuccha prakata, because of kukuccha is can tell, translate remorse, can be translated as
doubt, doubt and remorse,
doubt or like kukuccha, of course, regret, guilt, so some guilt. Because of that, they break the rule. You can read also the Chinese translation is what is explained there. You
yes.
can translate it.
然后这张张老师下面让大家看那个什么是有依轨性而违反，让大家可以看到中文的翻译。
You can read to them, otherwise.
Read it to, Chinese to them.
Yeah.
Okay. 然后这将来让我把这个中文给大家念一遍，那我就念一遍。那个一允许和不允许的升起疑惑，问了持力者。 持力者跟他说，假如是允许的，可以做；假如不允许的，则不应做，这是失意的。他只是捣碎了而违反，如此为由依轨性而违反。
So then, and then one monk maybe break the precept by because while it is something unallowable, he has a wrong perception that is allowable. This in this way, he also can break the precept.
然后这是张跟大家解释那个下面一段，是什么是由那个由在不允许的存允许的想而违反，这个地方的意思就是说，把那个本来是不允许的那个东西，当成是允许的，因为这种想法而违反。
So unallowable can be an item, can be think unallowable, which the monk uses it, and he falls into offense. Can be also the unallowable time. For example, Vikala. He has a perception that is still time. He eats. While it is Vikala, it is unallowable. The time is past. So in that case, because of wrong perception, you again fall into offense.
然后那个张老师说这个地方说的允许不允许可以是指那个对境，比方说他这个疑惑图特里边举的例子是那个猪肉和熊肉的例子，也可以是时间，比方说他是那个。 他把那个非时当成事实，那这两种把允许当成不允许想违反的情况。
So, but he can also fall into offense. It's called while a thing or a time is allowable, he has a perception is not allowable. So then, in that case, also he can fall into offense.
然后那个，这是张开始解释下一段，什么是由在于。 允许的从不允许的想而违反。
Now, yes. The Kankavacharya gives the examples with the meat. So now, according to what the Buddha allowed, it is it's called meat of pigs is allowable, and meat of beer of a bear is not allowable. So now, while the monk receives meat of pig, so he thinks it is a meat of beer. But he eats it, he receives it, eats it. So in that case, he falls into offense. Although it's allowable, he has a perception not allowable. But he eats. So then, this is why he can fall into offense.
然后张老师给大家解释，就是他的那个什么是那个什么是那个把允许当成不允许想而违反。他说，你看这里有一个例子，就是他那个他吃猪肉，然后他把这个猪肉当本来这个猪肉是允许他吃猪肉并不犯戒，但是他吃猪肉的时候，他把这个猪肉当成熊肉来吃，然后这个他认为这是熊肉，然后但是熊肉呢在戒律里边是不允许吃的东西，本来他吃猪肉如果没有这种错误想是不犯戒的，但是因为他是把当成熊肉来吃，所以他犯戒。
That is an example. Therefore, regarding now meat and so forth, we should first ask lay people, what is this? Because if you read these rules, what the Buddha laid down, you can't receive anything, these items, which people serve, without asking, what is this? So the monk has to verify first, before eating something, like meat or like that, other items also. And then, if people tell, oh, Pandit, it is meat of pig, then the monk knows, okay, for sure, it is allowable. Or they give him some item, for example, in the afternoon, they give him something which does not contain milk, okay. For example, he gives him coffee. So then the monk thinks it is milk inside. And he asks, is it milk? The people tell, no, there is no milk. So then in that case, now the monk all the time has to check. This is how to remove all these kind of wrong perceptions.
Mm-hmm.
Because he might think something else which people actually never did it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All the time we have to check.
Mm-hmm.
If people offer you something, mm-hmm. if it is in coffee and milk, tea,
mm-hmm.
You ask it. Because they might put some other ingredient inside which is not milk, maybe something else.
Mm-hmm.
So, like butter, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, maybe ghee oil. And you think, this looks like milk.
Mm-hmm.
And you, in that case now, you have to check
mm-hmm.
okay, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So before receiving something, you know, to remove wrong perceptions.
Mm-hmm. 张老师，我们那个就因为我们有可能因为这个不允许，当然不允许，但是想而违反，所以说我们在接受人们供养那个食物和饮品的时候，应该。 总是设法确认这个食物或者饮品到底是什么东西，他说别让人咀举一个例子，比方说有人那个来逛逛逛逛逛西校，有人供养咖啡，那你这应该问清楚，这个咖啡里边有没有牛奶，然后他说有，他说有，他说有牛奶，你在你确定有牛奶，你再拒绝。他说没有牛奶，你确定没有牛奶，你在那个你们在收用。他说因为有的时候如果你只是看的话，他可能人非常放的不是你的放是放油，放油水那个那个其实要，所以需要下午开会喝，所以说这个证是一定要把这个确认明白了才可以收用。
So then, while it is still not 12 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
so the monk thinks, the time has passed, but what to do? I'm hungry, I have to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he tries to finish his meal.
Mm-hmm.
That's called. In that case, now he falls into dukkha offense.
Mm-hmm.
So then, and then he discovered, it was still time. And I thought it's still not time. And I was eating. So therefore now, by doing like that, because of wrong perception, one is not free from offense.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, therefore now we have to be very, very careful with the time we are eating also. To verify, the time, so that we have no any doubts, no any perception about time also.
嗯，张老师对时间我们也非常注意。比方说那个，时间其实没有过12点，但是你在吃的时候，你当时肚子很饿，然后你又以为时间其实已经过了12点了，但是因为你肚子很饿，你虽然以为时间过了12点了，你还是吃，然后吃完之后发现其实时间还没有过12点，那这个正常上它也是犯过错，因为你吃的时候你认为时间过了12点了，所以说我们这个对吃食物对时间这个也非常注意。
The other thing is because of another reason is why monks fall into offense is because of sati samosa. Sati samosa means of forgetfulness or lack of mindfulness.
Mm-hmm.
Lack of mindfulness.
Mm-hmm. 张老师解释最后一个就是说什么是念忘十二违犯，这张老师这个地方念忘是就是缺少正念的意思。
So then, example is very common thing which happens. It is about one's own robe.
Mm-hmm.
During door time,
mm-hmm.
door time,
mm-hmm.
one goes to the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
And then, after he returns, he realized that he was absent from his robe.
Mm-hmm.
So, because in that case also, he is not free from offense. He does not tell, I forgot, therefore I'm free from offense. He falls into offense.
So this toilet is outside his kutino. must be outside this kutti.
那你在那个离三一是指离开浴室之外的厕所？在你固定里边可以不那个浴室外，但是你在固定外面的话是那个是四间。你不四楼吗？
啊？
你不住四楼吗？
啊。
二楼这个厕所是离三一吗？你算。
整个这台厕所我固定。
整个就看到了。
对，你在你固定里边，你都不算，你离多远都不算。在
你说你现在住的地方，就整个县城都算你的固定的范围之内。
我认为是，
我认为是这样。
啊对啊，因为我认为我其他一个班队，他是这么说的。
他是这样说，就是说对你来说是可以。
对对对，因为我看现在他有两个问题。
那我想问一下。
对。嗯，你讲完这段是这个事
啊？不是，我说我问你，没有
啊。
嗯，
What?
So he's asking that for a man who lives in the Sima, can this Sima be considered as a kuti? For example, this monk is now living in the Baonasan, but at the time he's in the toilet, which is located on the second floor, not on the third floor. So in such cases, is he considered as Nisage Pachiti?
When we start this rule, I understand, because it's a complicated rule. When we come to this rule to start with it, uh-huh. then we explain all these details. Uh-huh. Because there are many combinations. Uh-huh. So actually, it is, because now the Sima Horn, uh-huh. it is according to the standards, because if it is for unfamily, uh-huh. if it is built for unfamily alone, uh-huh. if it is also, there is a wall around, uh-huh. So then, of course, one can move all around the building. The new Sima, let's see, new Sima. Mm. One son rope can be absent from him as long as he's around the wall mm. of the whole Sima. Mm. But if it is on built for one family, but this Sima is not built by one family. Mm. There are many Daigas who contributed for that. So it is called Nanakula. Nanakula is from different families. So, although there is wall around, mm-hmm. According to that definition of Nanakula, different families could contribute for the construction of the building, mm-hmm. so one should stay in the room or the hall once rope is. One should not leave one's rope behind the hatapasa of that hall, behind of that room. Mm-hmm. So, therefore, if he is, for example, in the... Bhavanasana, I don't know the story, because we make the Buddha statue up, we make the Vandana,
yes.
evening Vandana.
Yes, yes, yes.
If one's rope is there, uh-huh. during toil time, one should be together with that rope without hole.
With that
we make
hole.
The evening Vandana.
Uh-huh.
He should not leave that, be absent from his rope from that very hole.
But Bhante,
but anyway, now.
That very hole is also Nanakula, no? That hall is also Nanakula.
Nanakula, but at least it's limited. Huh. It's limited, you have to limit yourself only in that room. Okay? Now I mean Nanakula is the whole building.
Uh-huh.
We can say not one room. So you got the whole building is Nanakula.
Uh-huh.
Right? So then, but that room is part of the Nanakula,
uh-huh.
part of the whole building.
Uh-huh.
In that part only you have to limit yourself. It's called Ushoro. If you go outside that part, then as called Ushoro, you have become absurd.
But then how do you divide the part? For example,
it is a room, it is Yasmin Ovarake, in whatever room or hall, or it's called like four walls,
okay.
Four walls, okay? Now this is all four walls.
Okay, okay.
So whatever room you are there, you can't go leave that room.
Okay,
that
okay.
is it.
Okay.
Now the whole, the room can be, it's called this big, no problem.
Uh-huh.
You are here, your rope is here, you go outside, finish.
Uh-huh.
So then your rope becomes Nisagya.
Okay.
So there, this is all Nanakula.
Uh-huh.
But you go just take water, you go to the toilet outside,
uh-huh.
so then, or you go to the lower floor,
floor.
So this upper floor, uh-huh. finish, uh-huh. it's called your rope becomes Nisagya.
Okay.
You go take Nanakula as a whole building.
Okay.
And part of the building means let's be in one room, which is four walls.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be present with your room. It is Nanakula. But if it's Ekakula, another thing is also fence around or a wall around. So then you can walk around the whole building, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Without going, the wall, the fence is limited. Is a limit. So if you go outside the fence, outside the wall, which is so then of course If you leave that world, hatapasa, then you become, your TV becomes hatapasa.
So shall I explain to you?
So then, you can explain, I call just simple things, I call, because we're going to explain this rule. There are many combinations.
Okay.
So you're just telling whatever you can.
Just what you said.
Okay.
张老师，首先你这个已经涉及到后面的内容了，就是说都按说应该在后面向你讲，但是你既然问这个问题，张老师向你说，但是你希望你不要在那个扣分的细节，因为这个这是后面的问题。他说这个问题是这样，他说按照他的观点，就是说一个建筑物，不管这个建筑物是几层的，如果只是由一家失主供养的话，那你可以把整个建筑物视作一个屋顶。就是说你在这个建筑物的任何一个位置都可以相应，如果只是一家失主供养，如果这个建筑物是多家失主供养的话，那你只能在你所处的那个建筑物的那个区域，那个是可以看作是你的屋顶。这样的话也就是说，如果说这个祭坛是有好几个失主供养的话，那么你在冥想的时候，你应该待在你所处的那个区域里面，比方说三楼或者四楼或者图书馆那样，否则的话就算那个
这个祭坛是一个出。
他说是多家那个，都好几个失主，
就跟你前面你给我的答案是相反的了。
对，那是我当时问另外一个问题，还有，但是我还有这个问题，对我来说不是问题，因为我因为他关键只是冥想那一刻，所以说你只要你的冥想之前起来，然后你冥想之前穿好衣服就 OK 了。
那个 C 嘛，我们不离三一界。
嗯，
不离三一界。
不离三一界不是这个意思呀。
嗯，那
是。不离三一界是沃萨他日的时候，他认识你是外面的那个你是外面那个外面来出来人，然后你的三一是你的三一根本就没有带到游戏界场里边，你的三一是在固定里边。
哦，
好，
是这个意思。
而且仅限于那一天。
哎，仅限
于
那一天有效。
我再问是不是这一天？这他是不是这一天他没有说 ？So they are asking about whether this sima is a teacher of Vipassana sima。Because whether this now in New Sima is a teachable Vipassana Sima. He's asking that.
It is, but you see, this is only for the Vipassana day, no?
Only for the Vipassana.
Not for every day.
Oh. Wow, he's a good person. I'm going to go to the Vipassana day. It's not every day.
It's not every
day.就是一天，
就是那份儿。
我也以为是每天，
我以为是每天，
不是就那一天。
不是，好像是每天。那个就是那个就不离三一界，不是那个
只有一天，我们就不
在不离三一界内。
就是
他们
那
一
说
那个不离三一界啊，
这跟结界没关系。
那个
他结这个界，你当天一天
任何时候
可以在，
比如说我人和一切
在
境界的结果，我人和一切
一
天左右之内，这是
可以。
第二个是
留在
金南张老师，今天我再跟你确认一下，就是那个
想法就错。
除了五菩萨塔日之外，我人在界内，一在界外是不行的，这两个问题。第一问题是那个再重复一下，就是那个不离三一界，我如果人和一都在界内，我一和人不用在三种水平之内，这个不是问题。第二，我就跟你再确认一下，就刚才张老师说的，就是在那个只有在五波沙他日一可以在界外，人在界内有效，其他的时候人在界内，一在界外是不行的。
只有在五波沙他日什么一在界内，人在界外？
不，人在界内，
一在一
在
界
外，界
外，界
外，这是一个问题。第二个问题就是刚才我说的，学问题就是说。在其他的那个时间内，也包括摩萨塔，所有的日子就在不离三一界内，一和人不用在三种水平内。
So he's asking that, 不用在三种水平内是吧？So he's asking that, on the opposite day, in this, a teachable Vipassana sima, Is it allowable that the monk stays in the sima but his robe is outside the sima? This is allowable, right?
Yes, this is the main focus why the Buddha allowed. No, if the one sima is outside and one is inside the sima, then one is not absent from outside.
Okay, this is the first question. Actually, he only wants to check to make sure. Okay, the second question is he's asking that on the other days, if in the same sima, if both the monk and the chevara is in the same thing. Is it necessary that this robe must be within the Hatapasa?
I will explain this room now, because now Hatapasa means the room. The room Hatapasa, not one's body Hatapasa.
Okay.
So then means, for example, now we are here, no? A monk is here, his robe is here. During the dawn time, it's called, he can go outside the door, but he still is very close to this wall from outside. He doesn't go 2.5 cubits away from this wall, from outside. Still he is in Hatapasa with his robe. So, and he can move in this room to the other corner. His robe is in this corner and he is in this room. Still he is within his robe.
Yes.
Because within his robe. So the Hatapasa means here the wall. From the wall he is in that room. How far away from the wall he is?
So it is.
He should be within Hatapasa of the wall.
Outside,
if he goes outside.
Okay.
Within the wall is no problem. Outside the wall, he should be Hatapasa with the wall.
It's like a buffer zone. Like within this Hatapasa, outside the wall, there is a close buffer zone.
It is like he can go around and so forth. And but still, he can be Hatapasa with the wall. He is not absent from the room.
他说这个东西其实你第二个问题，第一个问题你确认是吧？第二个问题其实它不是限于现场，而是对所有的那固定所有的建筑物都是一样的。就是说，它那个地方算一地，不是从你身体开始算。如果你是在那个，如果你的那个衣服在你所住的地方之内的话，你那个一地不是从你身体开始算的，而是从你如果是你在这个建筑物的任何一个地方都可以。这是其二，如果你建筑物外面的话，你只要离这个建筑物墙一地之内就可以。比方说。你比方说你的意在那个衣服那个角落，然后你现在已经出去了，从这个门出去了，但是你离这个墙还在一米之内，那你还是没有离开的，只有你走到这个离这个墙的一米之外，或者离那个墙的一米之外，你才真正离开。
哦，
他说这个你以后，
不是他那个有这个富士山一界其实就是那一
对。
那我们现在很多这里的长老，我们做服务的时候，都是把上衣带在戒坛里的，都不离上衣。每天做服务的时候，我们都把上衣带出来，好像每个班都这样做，我也都这样做。
我先把这舍了，然后我后来再去
用就完了。不，我他们就不觉得，就说都带着上衣。
那
这时候是不是每个人就是？
不是每个人都这样，你没有长老讲，或者很明确说不需要这样，你先把舍了，然后再去用就完了。
不要，我知道，就是说。你三义其实不杀他的这里，但是他们这里好像每天都是
不是你是山下，也不是所有人这样，只是某些人这样而已。
对，那个五波沙他那个有效的那一天是指是五波沙他之后第二天的那个影响票，还是说五波沙他之前那个当天那个影响票
？So he's asking about this. Atishiva Vipassana Sima. That night means the night before the 五波沙他 or the night on that 五波沙他 day.
那就是波斯的
那天的波斯，就是乌萨当天那
当天的。So then now regarding this rule, some teachers explain that the chiva is called the Hatapasa away from the chiva. They say if you are in this room and you should be Hatapasa within your chiva in this room. Okay. So actually this. Started this recommendation means as advice for teachers to pupils.
Okay.
Especially if many monks sleep in a room.
Uh-huh.
If many monks sleep in a room, it's very easy in the dark of the night to misplace one robe or mistake one robe for another monk's. And so what? If one is Hatapasa. For example, if all monks put their robes on the table, right? So on place, so then, and one more monks want to get out, he goes to the table and takes another monk's robe, and he thinks it's my robe. He goes out. So what happens? So in order to confuse all the confusion, if he does like that, his robe is inside, he's outside, he falls in the Sanyapacitya. And the other monk who is inside, another one is outside. Here, that the other one falls into the Sanyapacitya.
So both falling in
both one is the same. Therefore now, especially for a minimum sleeping in a room, the advice of teacher is to have your robe close by. In order to know, oh, this is my robe, because it's the darkest of the night, you must mistake your robe for another and take another robe. So that is one advice. And because this advice has been told by teachers several times, now some monks now they think, if I am not present within Khatapas on my robe, I am not following the Sakya Pachit. So, but the real offense takes place is if you go outside the robe.
刚刚说这个关于这里老师这样解释，就是说呢，哪怕在屋，那个你会听到有些教界人员这样解释，就哪怕在屋子里边，那个你的身体也必须在你的那个身体那个身处所及之内。他说那个这种建议的来源是这样，他说原本这只是一个建议，这并不是一种规定，这原本这只是一种建议的，这个建议的来源是这样的，比方说一个屋子里边好多实验室在一起。
在一起呢，
那个比方说有一个人在没有，因为古时候他也没有灯嘛，那个有一个人在明显直接出去，那他不加上拿错了，他好多人是在一起加上可能就不太容易分别，加上拿错了，那拿了另一个人袈裟，然后他这样出去了，然后他出去之后呢，他离一个墙也有一臂之外以外了，那这样的话，他自己的袈裟还在这个屋子里边，他自己袈裟还在屋子里边，然后他离一个墙已经一臂之外，他自己放在舍多。 然后在里边这个人呢，就是他家里被拿走的这个人呢，因为他还在屋子里边，他离自己家还也已经一臂之外，所以说这个，所以是这两个人同时犯了舍多，所谓的避免这种情况呢，所以说一般是建议，如果好几个人是同一个房间里边的话，最好是把自己家放在那个一臂之内。但是这个本身并不是戒律，有些人可能听老师反复这么建议说，在自己屋里边也要把这个放在一臂之内，他可能就以为我也是不放一臂之内就犯舍多了，其实不是这样，就是在屋在屋跟屋子犯舍多，而是说是你。
So now I told this just to make you understand because I can fall into offense with one's own knowledge. Without no knowledge, or forgetful, satsamasa. This is the point we want to emphasize, no? Satsamasa, forgetfulness, or lack of mindfulness. One forgets and accidentally goes outside the room while one's own robe is inside the room. So, and then one can't find excuse that, oh, I do not know, I forgot it, therefore I'm not on offense. No, no, you fall into offense. So therefore you must exercise mindfulness very well regarding rules which are achitaka rules. Achitaka means without your intention, you fall into offense.
这点就是让大家讲这内容，就是告诉大家什么是因为那个念往事而为犯。张老师举的例子，李素以及是为解释一个你什么叫念往事而为犯。张老师所以说，张老师的那个提醒大家就是，对这些无心戒一定要保持正念，就是像没有无心戒，就是说你哪怕你没犯戒动机，也会犯戒。比如说非事事，比如说这个离三意这个戒，那不管你哪怕你只是因为忘了，当时并没有犯戒动机，那也突然可能会犯这戒。所以对于这种戒，
我想问一下，就是刚才讲的那个非事实的，就是一步性的那个，就是在非事实的时候，自己搞错了，那个时间。那么因为吃饭呢，它是也不时间段的，它是不是就是在吃饭的过程中，只要有这样一个心念，就犯戒？还是说我吃饭，比如说我吃饭的过程中的话，我知道了，但是前面呢，我实际上是不知道，我但是吃饭后面我知道，这个两个时候犯吗？
前面犯。
你说你是前面写什么样信念，是怀疑的信念，还是说是就已经知道自己我以为是非事实啊，是我就也吃饭了，那这个时候犯了，是吧？但是实际上呢，我看了表的看，哦，是我现在是没犯。就是你前面确实是以为它是非事实，对吧？
对。
不是带有疑惑那种。
So he is asking that regarding this Vikara Bhojana rule. So he is telling that because when one is having meal, it takes some time. So, for example, for the first 5 minutes of having this meal, he has the perception that it is vikara. But then after 5 minutes, he corrected his perception. So in such case, does he go into any offense?
Corrected his perception means?
No, after 5 minutes, he can understand, oh, this is not the wrong time, this is the correct time. But at that time, he didn't finish this meal. Like that.
Yes, you see, now, this is very tricky thing because according to that rule, even if one is in doubt, is it proper time, not proper time? The clock is correct, not correct. But he says, never mind, who cares now? It's what he needs. So then dukkata. Every mouthful is dukkata. Okay. So, besides, perception is also similar. You can explain.
即使你有疑惑，就是说，哪怕你对这个事情有这种坏还没坏，啊，你怀着这种疑惑是吃，每吃一口一个恶作，吃一口一个。
perception is like that. Now you see, on my side, the perception, oh, it's only vikala. So then, and heat. Never mind. I have no. I'm very hungry now. So eat. And then after 5 minutes, he discovers, oh, it's still time. How wonderful, no? That I eaten it. I justified it. So because it ordered vikala. Now, in that case, now you are not free from offenses. While you have a perception that you are vikala, you eat because you are hungry. Your mind so is dukkata. Therefore, every mouthful you put in your mouth is dukkata. You might accumulate within 5 minutes about how many dukkata? Maybe 10, 15, 20 dukkata.
所以说，你这当然就重复一遍。就比方说，哪怕你一开始你只是在那个五分钟那个，你就是你一开始你吃的时候，只是因为肚子饿，那个，所以就不顾及你当时已经认为是非食或者怀疑是非食，然后就那样吃的话，哪怕你五分钟之后就想突然看知道是非食，但是你在那五分钟之内，你每吃一口都是恶作，所以说你那五分钟可能积累了五个、十个乃至十五个都是。
Therefore, you usually don't go in it last moment.Especially noontime, we don't eat, go last moment and so forth to eat. So we at least, if we know time is, let's see, about 11:50, noontime, we go and finish our meal earlier, maybe 10-15 minutes earlier. Because sometimes the clocks are also wrong. Those go wrong. And maybe the clock sometimes stopped.And we think, because the battery is called discharged, and the clock becomes very slow. And then you go, it's still time, I can eat. And then after discover, it's called that the time has already passed. So we really don't go last moment and eat. At least leave 10-15 minutes before noontime, you know.
所以说这张说有关非食这条线呢，就是那个一般来说，不建议大家就是吃饭吃到那个过午最后那一刻，就是不到吃到不过午最后一刻，一般是天上留出十分钟的那个空余时间来。他说，因为这种事情很可能这个钟可能很可能停，钟也很可能那个坏，所以说为了避免这种情况发生，一般是留出十分钟到十五分钟的那个空余时间。
我觉得这里融出来的钟都是快点的，我们这托钵的钟。有那种多快五分钟到十分钟，
刚才那个一三一届那个快五分钟，就是那个它的出处导致污染，长老最后解释了那个一三一届的解释的出处和意义。
So he's asking the source of your explanation of Tishivada Vipassa thing. He's asking the source of your explanation Tishivada Vipassa thing.
What is in what is called?About Mahavagapali. Mahavagapali is volume 3 of Vinayapitaka. On Uposatha Kandaka. The chapter about Uposathas. How to make Uposathas. So, but if he likes, he can type. Type in the Adroit Tripitaka, he can find the Chivara. The Chivara Vipavas.
He said, this is in the 绿藏大品里的菩萨前度。然后然后你如果你想搜的话，你可以在安卓巴黎三藏里边那个顺应那个不离三一戒上的词，然后那个
对。那我们这解释。
对。
那我们这儿 那个时间表是科伦坡的还是这儿，就是这有什么差距。
So he's asking the timetable used here. Is it according to Colombo standard time, or the actual time of Pansy Agama, or now the timetable in the Dasa?
Chanti is actually going to Colombo time.
Colombo time.
But it is, I think you can announce, no? About 3 minutes, we have to finish 3 minutes before noon time, the Colombo time.
Uh-huh.
Because it is, this district is 3 minutes earlier than the east, no, towards the east.
Mm-hmm.
Then the sun rises earlier in the east.
Mm-hmm.
3 minutes earlier, then after 3 minutes goes to Colombo.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, we are more to the east.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So it's 3 minutes before we have to finish.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I also told you now, so don't go last moment in it, yes. Sometimes there.
Uh-huh.
Even if you know exactly 3 minutes over, but still the clocks are wrong.Because every time I'm seeing this clock, the other clock, the other clock, always some difference. So, not two clocks go to the same. So, if you see this clock here, go to the Sima, the clocks are different. So, don't rely on these clocks. Try to finish as 10-15 minutes before, let's call noontime.
他说我们因为是科伦坡时间，然后因为我们所属区域在科伦坡以东，所以说那个在方在僧团里边已经宣告过，就是说他们用的那个就实际时间可能应该比那时间表上时间要早三分钟，要快三分钟。还有就是说那个因为那个在这食堂里边各个钟之间他们走的时间可能有所不同，所以说因为这个原因，也希望大家就是那个尽量在那个十分钟之前那个吃完那个饭。
So now we put here Colombo time because this chart has been published for all Sri Lankan. Therefore now we put, otherwise to publish each chart for every location.
Mm-hmm.
For Kolonegala, for South Sri Lanka, North Sri Lanka, and more there are east cities also.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to publish hundreds of charts. So then, which is impractical. You publish on your chart, then it's Colombo time, from then on you know, okay, how to adjust yourself. Whatever part of Sinai.
他说因为我们使用这个表是因为那个这样表是全斯里兰卡通用的，就是说如果说你在跟你斯里兰卡每个地方就制定一个时间表的话，这个可能要先定成百上千张表，这个是很不实际的，所以说一般来说我们都是根据科伦坡时间，然后跟自己所属地进行调整。
So then, I will try from this Kankavedani explanation to explain only what are the most difficult and most important parts. Because now Kankavedani explains each words minutely. What means to reveal to on some sense, how to do so. Now revealing means one has to make an confession. Confession. Or declare it during the Patimokkha.
Mm-hmm.
One can also tell that I have fallen to offense.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I finish, the Patimokkha is finished, I will confess it.
张老刚说，就是那个这个一会多做第八地方，他解释，他说这每一个词都基本上都定性比较深入，也是。然后他说他讲的时候，他可能不会那个一会多做那个讲东西重复一遍，他可能只挑其中比较重要、比较难的部分给大家讲一下。然后现在大家可以看那个第23页的倒数第二段，他应当发露。然后他这个地方的他说这个地方发露就是指告白的意思，就是把自己那个。你也就是那个一会多说的，就是就是请的忏悔，阐明自己那个已经犯下的这个罪。
So, now in the traditional way, how the classes, Vinaya classes are conducted,、
mm-hmm.
or even Sutta classes, Abhidhamma classes,、
mm-hmm.
it is that the students have in front of them a translation. It's in Singhalese.、
Mm-hmm.
So, and they read this loudly to the teacher. So, the teacher does not talk, he listens, and only if there is some important point, the teacher stops and highlights it. This is done like that.
So this traditional way. Now the same way here, there are many, many explanations Kanka Vijaya gives, so which are not, now they try to explain the literal meaning of each word sometimes, which is time consuming. Now you can read this, if there is, they are not difficult things to understand. These difficult things are not easy to understand, I will skip. Therefore, I will explain only what is more difficult and important.
就是传统上的那个手头那个译稿，就是那个绿藏译稿，或者说朱日书译稿，你去不去？那个去不去给老师念？然后那个当他念到一个比较重要的地方上，老师会不会打断？然后跟他说这个地方应该怎么样理解？应该怎样理解？他说，然后他说我那个仿照这个方式，我们戒律课也是这样，就是说这个如果疑惑的话，他可能对很多地方进行解释。但是我们只对那些比较难的、比较重要的点，那个给大家解释。
Okay, now for example here, easy word to understand is, if one, the monk has not on offense, what does it mean? Easy to understand. Now, if you read the Kanka Vijarni, it's not difficult to understand. Now, it says the Kanka Vijarni article, either the monk has not fallen to offense, or he has fallen and confessed it, or he has already informed the other monks. So therefore now, in that case, he has not on offense. It is, therefore, this is easy to understand. Such passages, of course, we have to skip. Okay.
张老师，这种简单段落，比如说23页最后一段，也就是24页第一段，那个假如没有罪，你说什么叫没有罪呢？然后那个伊护图托里边。
Asandhya Pati.
They don't know Pati, so reading Pati.
Okay. I'm telling for you.
Yeah. Okay. 当然说假如没有罪，以后都会里边解释那个这个地方讲，假如没有罪，就是那即使凡人死无罪，或者说当犯罪已经出罪，已经忏悔，已经告白了，那这个地方呢，就这个地方称为没有罪。像这种很容易理解的段落呢，张老就不给大家解释。
说，then now it says eva meva eva rupaya parisaya avatati anusavitam bhavati, means so then here it means that in this group of monks which call there are three times announcements three times which in this case means that in the end of each section, of the Patimokkha, this monk has to announce, to announce or ask questions. Are you pure in this? For the second time, are you pure in this? In these rules? For the third time, are you pure in these rules? This is actually the anusava. So in that case now monks have to check themselves. So whether they fall into offense, if they fall into have not fallen into offense, then you should be silent. If they fall into offense, they should reveal it. You should talk. You should actually speak it out or announce to the next monk to them. So this is how it is done.
张老这个地方是那个，张老这个地方讲这个，同样的，在此中有三次的那个告知，这是第24页，在第24页，在此中有三次的，同样的在如此中有三次的告知，这张老跟大家解释，这个地方三次告知呢，就是说，
如此如那个如此在此比故中中，若有罪者，那个应当保持，应当那个若有罪者应当发怒，如果没有罪，应当保持沉默。然后这个地方，如果说没有罪的人，大家都应该保持沉默；如果有罪的，大家应该那个主动站出来跟大家说，我什么地方，我有什么样的罪。
So while asking three times, as called, are you pure in this? Are you good in this? Are you good? And one monk remembers his offense, but he keeps silent. Then that is in a musavata, is a lie for him. It says, okay.
如果在问那个这件事，就在问你是否听命的这个时候，如果说一个比丘他有罪，但是他保持沉默的话，这个时候他犯妄语。
Now this lie is on the ground that although you have to tell, you just keep silent, pretending that you are pure. Okay, this pretending, acting silently, of not talking, is a dukkha offense, is a lie. According to this Vinaya rule.
因为这个事儿，你应当告知那个，因为在这种情况下，你既然犯了罪行，那个就应当告知，但是你却没有告知，所以这个地方按照戒律来讲，就是一种妄语。
So in this musavada, it's actually dukkha offense. It's not like the pachitya when one invents a lie and tells another person, you know, to cheat him. That's called uses his own words. That's called verbal action, you know, to do so, or physical action to do so. This is just by keeping silent. That's called this. In that case, one becomes is dukkata. It's not pachitya. Like in contrast to the other offenses, which are pachitya, if you do it, invent a story like that and tell lies for us.
But that pachitya rule, if you keep silent in some cases, not in this patimokkha, you keep silent also can be pachitya, no?
No, it is according to this. In this case, it is dukkata.
But this is a special case, opposite case. Or in any other cases, if you keep silent, but if you lying but keep silent, that is also dukkata only? I think there are some cases.
Do you remember any case? I don't.
So, for example, if you took another monk's robes, and then took another monk's robe, so the other monks ask you, see, the other monks ask you, if you didn't take my robe, you can keep silent. If you had taken my robe, you should say something. So in such case, you actually keep silent. So in that case, is it a party of Musawa?
What do you think? I don't know, because according to that case, and so what is dukkata?
That is dukkata. Okay. Anyway.
I don't know, examples like that, because this is actually now, here it says this parivara, in parivara it gives a gata. Anala pandu manu jena kena chi, vagha vacha giran noche pare baneye. So then, according to this, he tells how one fails into offense by just keeping silent, without talking. Anala pandu. Without talking anything.
Okay.
Vacha giran no che pare vase. He does not utter anything.
Okay.
No, any sound.
Okay.
A sound from his mouth.
Okay.
He falls into vachasika. He falls into verbal offense.
Okay.
Not physical offense.
Okay.
This is a question which should be answered by those who are skillful.
Okay.
And according to that, I think we are also the comment is dukkata. Is dukkata not? Yeah. Sampajana was saying, "Kini hoti dukkata not?"
Yes.
Mahavaga. This Mahavaga.
Yes.
As called. Therefore, this is the dukkata which one can form by just keeping silent.
Okay. 然后张老师看那个第25页最后一段，那个第二。 第二十五页最后一段，它中间略显一点，就是说，比方说那个人任何比库，他如果犯了罪，然后在人的亲近的时候，他表示沉默，不说的话，那这个时候就是致儿童语罪。他说这个地方致儿童语罪不同于巴基利亚里边那个致儿童语罪。他说巴基利亚里边致儿童语罪，如果说那个是你自己故意用那个身。或者你自己会用动作，或者说或者用自己语言去编织一个谎言去骗别人，那样的妄语是犯巴基利亚的。而这个地方这种沉默的妄语呢，就是就像他这个以后读说里边说的，因为他是在那个微缩语里面所登写的罪，所以他是个妄语罪，但是他只是一个恶作罪。然后那个地方所说的是这个地方他用了一个寄送，就是没有任何他说人并未对他而说话，能犯官语非官身。就是说，这个地方所犯的罪是，从语门犯的罪。虽然他表示沉默，但是他犯这个罪是语门罪，而不是圣门罪。这个寄送是来自于那个附随的。OK，
说的呢 ，and this musawata or if you look at it can be antaraiko. It means an obstacle for one's own progress, in especially in progress.Either rebirth in Sugati, as called in heaven, or to attain jhanas and so forth, vipassana knowledge.
他说这个，但是这个妄语罪，尽管只是一个恶作，但是呢，它可以对你的修行造成很大障碍。他说这个障碍包括两方面，一个是它可以障碍你投生善趣，第二个呢，它可以障碍你证得那个。
So therefore, a person, a monk who remembers any offense and is expecting to purify himself, okay, he should reveal any offenses he has committed. In that case, it will be easy for him either to get a good rebirth if he.Aspires to that, or to practice meditation in easy way.
所以说，所以说，犯了罪的比库应该记得自己的那个罪，并且那个及时发露忏罪。这样的话呢，就是说，他的喜悦可以升起，然后他的修行呢，包括将来投生就不会有一些障碍。
Okay, so then.
Okay, so you're actually explaining this in his
You're
explaining this in his,
no? Yes, Pasuvati, he was easy for him to attain jhanas, but it's called, according to Samanda Basati, called Saggamokka. Saggamokka means it will be easy for Saggamokka.
So there is a Vajaniya.
Vajaniya Bhagala, you just tell me.
Okay.
Cat. A cat is Vajaniya. What?
No,
I just for a joke.
Okay.
Because, because Vajaniya, you told Vajaniya Mughal.
Okay.
I just want to supplement your comment.
So, 我能问个二三页的问题吗？
So he wants to look. Is this too super for him to ask a question now?
We're finished. Indiana is finished.
啊，那个二三页倒数第二段，他应当发怒，即是请他忏悔，阐明该罪人说。那个阐明该罪人说，是指他要说出他所犯的那条罪的名称吗
？So he's asking about this sentence. So are we correct? Can you?
So are we correct? This goes out.
Yes.
I explained this.
Yes, but he said that here this, desetuva, pakasetuva vati utam. Here this utam.
Utam.
Yes, he said, does this mean he has to exactly tell what is the offense that he has committed?He has to tell exactly what
I explain now to you. This means he has to confess it. Either confess it.
Confess by exactly telling the what kind of offense and what is
the content. Desana is aparidesana. To make aparidesana.
Aparidesana, in our case, you don't have to tell what is the offense that you have committed.
But
Well, no, this is, I mean, how to make it apartheid?
No. He's asking, yes, because our apartheid is just a ratio. You reset the formula, and then it is that. But he's asking whether this kind of dissonance here, you have to exactly tell what kind of apartheid and what things that you have done.
It is apartheid is just ordinary apartheid. You don't need to exactly tell us what.
Just the.
You can tell, I fall into Pachiti offense, finish. You don't need to, what kind of Pachiti offense?
So even this Pachiti is not necessary. I simply say, I fall into some offense, and then do some Pachiti is enough.
Now there is a general confession, there is also a particular confession. Particular confession, there are different ways how we can confess. So then... Now, general confession, you tell, I fall into many offenses, like Sambhahola Apati Apati, Nana Vatuka Apati, or different offenses.
Okay.
Or you can tell Sambhahola Apati, or many offenses.
Okay.
So, you can tell Eka Vatuka, of the same topic.
Uh-huh.
Vikala Bhajan, you have fallen hundreds of Vikala Bhajan. For example, I told you, every mouthful is called Dukkha, or it can be Bhajitya.
Okay.
You can tell, I fall into many offenses of the same topic.
Okay.
You don't need to tell what the topic is.
Okay.
What is Vikala Bhajana or something like that.
Okay.
So
the most general way is Sambhahola Nanamatuka.
Hmm?
So the most general way is Sambhahola Nanamatuka.
No, general, because you cover everything.
Yes. Okay.
But if one has fallen into one, Ekavatuka, you can tell actually I fall into one offense.
Mm-hmm.
I call again to learn Pachiti offense. You can actually tell Pachiti offense.
But it's not.
It's not necessary. I fall into Vikala Bhajan offense. Usually, it's not done.
Uh-huh.
Or I fall into Sannidhikarika offense. It's not done.
But even this Pachitya is necessary. Does it necessary?
Yes. If that is so, if you want to skip it, you can skip.
Okay. 张老师这样，你一般来说他不说明具体的罪事，但是你可以说明你比方说我犯了八戒的业，你可以说比方说你是非事时这个同一个非事时你犯了好多次，那你可以说我你可以专门就针对这一个非事时犯，可以，但是你如果说你什么都不想说，你就是说我想万犯了某个罪，然后就用最一般的方式这个做个对象也可以。
对，还有一个他说有那个花物的那个含义，就他们他这个物件是有一个阐明那个意思。
对。
那个我们现在这种防御方式，它是包含三大地界杀。
对。
包括三大地界杀，因为一邪这个没有那个感觉，好像没有阐明的意思，这是一个。二一个现在在其他传承里边，好像泰国，他们还是逐条的忏这样。就是现在目前我们这种泛指的忏和泛指的这种花物。从字面上理解，好像没有发布的含义。就比如说，我跟你忏了之后，我觉得我忏悔的三大地界杀，发布了三大地界杀，但你并不知道三大地界杀。就像目前这种忏悔方式，怎么理解，或者是它是从什么时候开始？
So he's telling that in Thai tradition, you cannot make a general confession. So you have to. Confess your offenses one by one. Depending on the vatu. So if you fall into offenses of different vatu, then you have to confess this offense one by one. So because those monks think that general confession without revealing what kind of vatu that you have committed, that is not proper confession. So what do you think of this? And what is your understanding of the word confession?
Yes, you see now, you see in the Mahamagapali how the Buddha told monks to confess.
Mm-hmm.
According to that confession, the vatu is not mentioned.
Uh-huh.
The model, we can take according to the model.
Uh-huh.
Because this is the first time we can have a model of how to confess.
Uh-huh.
And that confession is so simple.
Mm-hmm.
And the other monk does not to reply sadhu, sadhu, and all these things, three times and all these things. Just one time is good enough.
Okay.
Therefore, within 1 minute, you are finished the confession.
Okay.
So, Pasasya avasana apati. It's called Aham Bande Ekan Pachityan Apatinapati. So, then the other monk has to say Pasasya avasana apati. Do you see this offense? Ahama Pasa. Aitan Sanavariyas. And then the other monk says, finish. That is all. And the other one is called only few lines. So then, if I give you the original model, well, you'll be surprised because it's so simple.
So Arushimi and Abhikarumi is not there. Arushimi and Abhikarumi is not there.
No.
So only the second part actually. So, okay.
So it is very simple.
Okay.
Later, of course, the commentaries, they try to fill the gaps and the word, like, to make it more ceremonial, like that. So then, but anyway, main thing is now that what is non-pension?
张老说呢，这个事情，如果你去看那个《绿灯大厅》里边那个最原始又复说那个拆解模板的话。有很惊讶，那里边非常简单，就是说他不但没有提及那个碎事，然后那里边也没有让你把这个什么就拆碎油重复三遍，然后也没有人那个让给接着忏悔的人喊什么那个撒度撒度撒度什么，这都是没有的。然后其实可能就只是比方说那个尊者我犯了一下巴西利亚，然后那个先我那个先我在你面前忏悔，然后第二个人先让你接内嘛，然后他说我认罪了，然后那个人说你接天上的人那你会应该好好守护就完了，然后也没就不完完全那个整个过程中完全没有提升那个罪到底的东西。对，他说他说我后面是差点变成复杂，这个那个主说复述里边才出现，就是说比这个原始的版本更长，差不多是在主说复述里边才出现。
比如说你规定后面如果就是那个戒的内容，就是犯戒的内容，如果犯戒者不想说的话，可以不说。
就是他给那个模板，就是佛让你这个说是这种方式拆解这个模板里边，就根本没有包括罪事，就直接就是那个。
对。他想说的什么情况就可以，他想略说就略说。
他根本就没给广说的情况，他就直接就是一个略说模板。
Now the symbol it is.This is called Mahavagava. Are you going to explain something more?
He wants to tell something more. 你想说什么？
那个从那个比如说复藏萨卡蒂亚，这是一道那个复藏培训嘛。他这种没有明确告知。
复藏方式，复藏萨卡蒂亚在复藏别墅。
萨卡蒂亚是复藏的，是别墅的。
对。
如果像这种的发布方式，从那个对方的那个。他根本不知道的发布上他天杀，然后呢还算是发布了，这个又和从对方来从大家来说，这个复藏和发布结果上没什么区别，没人知道他发布上他天杀。
没有，你复藏以后，你要是那个僧团请求别墅，请求别墅，但
是
我们
是从对方的角度，从对方的角度，你即使发布和复藏对他来说都是不知道的。比如说我跟你发布上他天杀，就在一次忏悔之后，我觉得我是发布了，
对，
但是你是不知道的，我上他天杀。
对你确实不知道，但是这个是现在早晚会知道，因为你求别注释
你是不知道的，
我不知道
我发布的时候，
对，
但是呢我复藏的时候呢你也不知道，
对，
我发布的时候你也不知道，
对，
那这个发布有点挺奇怪的，是这个
啊。So he's telling that so for example he's going to confess when Sangha Thesis is offense that is already concealed, so then if you follow the general formula of this confession, then the other person who received this confession does not know whether this offense is concealed or not. Then the fact that whether this monk has concealed his offense is only revealed when he asks for a parivasa or something like that. No?
You didn't say at the beginning what happened?
So one monk has concealed his sanctity for some time, and then he went to another monk to confess. So by following this general formula of confession, the other monk does not know whether his apati is concealed or not. And the fact that the monk has concealed his offense is only revealed when the monk asked parivasa from example.
Because in the Sangha Dissesa, you can't confess. You have to only to make arochana. You have to inform another monk that you have fallen into Sangha Dissesa offense. Yes, you don't confess, it's called. You have, because confession, you can't get rid of the offense by confession. Therefore, Sangha Dissesas are excluded. They are not They are called Vuddhanagami, not Desanagami. There are two kinds of offenses.
Okay.
Now, Desanagamini is good. Apati Desana, you can get rid of the offense. Vuddhanagamini it is, you have to ask the help of the Sangha to help you to get rid of the offense. You can't do it alone, by confession. So therefore, the Sangha has to activate itself, to take action in order to make you get rid of this offense. So apatidesana is not a good, because usually we make arochana to another monk. If a monk has fallen into offense, he has to approach another monk. So then, he has to tell him, I fall into Sangha this offense. He might not tell him what exactly the offense is, but in Sangha this is offense. And then, of course, that is how he reveals it. Reveals it. That is how also his offense, Sangha this offense, doesn't become concealed. But in that case, he does not get rid of the offense. He has to approach the whole Sangha later. Whenever he has time, maybe 1 week later. When he finds the Sangha, and take parivasa. For how many days he is concealed. For the Sangha, this is, of course, there is no way that you can escape not telling the other manga involved in the offense. You have to tell the other manga involved in the Sangha, this is.
So after telling, there is no need to chant the formula that...
No need to chant anything. You can't chant anything. No confession. You should not... there is no way to get rid of this offense by confession.
Okay.
The only way it is just to approach the Sangha, to approach the teacher, and tell him, one day I fall into this offense, and then I conceal so many days, and then the teacher has to find out to make the calculation as of how many days you have done, and the teacher has to make the formula. The teacher has to compile the formula. Usually pupils don't compile the formula. And then the formula, whether it is Suddhanta Parivasa or Agda Samudana, the teacher has to decide what kind of parivasa he has to do. So that formula he has to recite in front of the whole Sangha. He can't do it just on monk alone.
就是说一种是那个阴忏，叫做那个阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿阿
我这个罪负他们道歉。然后呢，在这个之后，你重视你的责任，你做了这个告白之后，你这个只是告白，不是忏悔，不是那个对上帝忏悔，这只是告白。你做了这个告白之后，你只是重视了你的责任，然后你还去跑到你的你去找你的那个戒师，就找你戒师，就找你戒师说那个，就是说我犯了三戒，然后我负丧多少天，现在我要三三四四，别住。然后你告诉老师之后呢，老师会帮你计算，你像你这个罪需要多少天的别住。然后他算了之后，他要根据你这个情况给你制作你这个干嘛文，因为你每一个犯三戒人是干嘛文都不一样，他因为你犯罪同时犯三天的罪都不一样，所以说，而且一般来说就是不能那个犯罪人制作干嘛文，要你的那个戒师给你制作那个干嘛文，你至少知道干嘛文之后你再念干嘛文，所以整个过程中它不包含你那个对上这个过程，就对上这个对三来说根本没用。
哦，我重复一下啊，那个那也就是说，那个我们在对忏的时候，三卡贴啥的发露是不成立。
对，不成立。
目前的这个忏
是。对，是不成立。对。
那这个，我再问好不好？有没有不礼貌？就说每次都希望问一下那个出处。
你要
问这个问题，因为我在待着工作没时间。
啊。
因为在以后这种解释的时候，我们彼此之间沟通的时候，对方很可能问一下你这个来自哪里。
嗯。
一般习惯是你就记住出处，他打扰
自己。嗯。So he's asking that whether it is suitable to ask you the source of this, your explanation about this this Nagamini, this Nagamini, Utanagamini, and
You heard type, this is actually, these terms come from the Parivara Pali.
Parivara,
huh? Parivara Pali.
Okay.
And they are used very often by the commentaries also.
You mean the Pali commentaries of
Parivara? Desanagamini and Bhutanagamini. But maybe, I don't know, you might find also in the, let me see, you can find also from the, maybe in the canonical text, means directly from the Mahavaga Pali or something like that. Mm-hmm. I have not checked. You have to, if we type, we can find these terms.
Mm-hmm.
Desanagamini and Bhutanagamini.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as I remember, this kind they come, for sure this will come from Parivara. But you don't need to search for this term. It is a common sense that actually you can't get rid of the Sangha Disesa by confession. It's a common sense. Because this procedure of Sangha Disesa, it is completely different from other offenses.
So he's asking that, is it suitable for him every time to ask you the sources of your explanation?
No problem, because otherwise how he can trust it? He should.
Trust it.
How, if he does not know the source, how he can trust it? Therefore he should ask the source.
Okay. 他说如果你不知道是不是的话，你怎么可以信任他的解释？所以说你们应该没有出处。Otherwise,
just blindly accept it. It is not proper way. You have to ask what is the source. Where I can find it.
他说有些比库的可能只是盲目相信的，这是不对的，就应该问出处。那个我那个问出处的意思。 So he said it's not only for trust, but it's also a good for him to transfer this explanation to others.
Yes, of course, for one's own benefit, for the benefit of others. Very good.
那个，好嗨！那个我们现在这种忏悔方式，大老师，大老师的是属于艺术出来，那个是补端言。那如果那个有一个稍微额外的，像泰国的那个竹条忏的，它是从哪？从。So he's asking that our formula of confession is from this Samatha Basadik, isn't it?
Yes, but yes, actually now this way we do it. It comes mostly from Samanta Basadika. Now, okay. Therefore, here, in this file, actually, Kochi's, here, what is black, what bold face, Ahan Avaso Apajin, Apatin Apajin. Actually, this is coming from the Havagabala.
Okay.
The rest is Okasahan Bande Sampaholana Tukapi, it comes from the Samanta Basadi.
Okay.
The Pali is Ahan Avaso Apatin Apajin.
Okay.
Apatio Bajin.
Okay.
And then the other monk asks Pasasi. Finish.
Okay.
Only this one. But Samanaka Pasate Bande Ta Apatio.
Okay.
That's coming from Samanta Basadi.
Okay.
So the next is Ama Pasami. And the Samanta was called Amma Bandi Avasu Pasan. This is Samanta Basadika.
Okay.
And then another monk says, Ayitin Sanvariyasi. So then, Ayitin Bandi Avasu Sanvari, Yata Sanvariyasi. It is, if it is plural word.
Uh-huh.
And Sadhu Sudhu Bandi Avasu Sanvari Sami. And the rest, all the rest is from Samanta Basadika.
Okay.
Only 1, 2, 3.
Apatiu also there. Apatiu, Apatiu.
Yeah, you can put, yes, I didn't highlight.
Okay.
Apatin or Apati, Apatiu.
Okay.
So you don't mean to mention what kind of Apati.
Okay.
So then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 words only.
Okay.
Finish.
Okay.
Then you, the whole thing, you so want to show to
him? Yes, I will show it to him also, but his second question is that, do you know what is the source of the Thai way of confession? That means they have to confess each and every offense. Do you know the source of doing that?
It's called, you can actually do it in different ways. Uh-huh. Main thing, the spirit behind this, you want to confess. Okay, uh-huh. Spirit behind.
So you don't know their source?
There is no... Of course, sometimes the commentary give examples also.
Uh-huh.
Give examples. So maybe some monks they compile their own things from the commentary. I have not. I can't find the source.
Okay.
But I give in this book as what other ways how to do it. Now ekavatuka. This is general confession.
Okay.
About two levels. Okay, you can tell also, there is an example, Ahanavus Itanam, right. This comes all from Mahavagapali.
Mm-hmm.
One can tell Ahanavus Itanam and Apati Rapano.
Mm-hmm.
I have fallen to this, the offense called so and so. And then one can put here in brackets, Tulache, Apachiti, Dukatu, Dubasita.
Okay.
I put in brackets, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the original is, in the Mahavagapali, Ahanavus Itanam and Apati Rapano. Itanam means, you can put the name of the offense.
Okay.
All right? Mm-hmm. That is one. But it does not tell horrific, Alapos and so forth. It is the name of the class of offense.
Okay.
Tampati the same. And the other man, Pasasi. Ama Pasami. Ayanis Vanyayasi, see, finish. That is one of the examples.
Okay.
This is all Mahavagapali.
Okay.
You can show
this. I'll explain to him. Yes, this is easy.
Mm-hmm. The bold face, no?
Mm-hmm.
然后说那个你看他这个他这个是实际上你先针对那个第一点就是说我们这场合然后那个就是跟那个你是那现在这张老师这个地方是跟你解释一下就是他这个忏悔是哪些部分是来自于藏哪些部分是来自那个一那个普普普段言一录他说你看这个地方是弟子有都是来自于藏那里的你不是那个我卡萨汉班丁啊我说三 三百块钱然后不是那个意思他就是来自那个什么那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个
犯什么是哪一类罪状你不提，然后下面还有另外一种惩罚，另外一种惩罚就是提醒你犯这个罪属于哪一类的，就比方说是那个什么图拉扎亚巴吉利亚恶作还是恶说，但是他也没有提你这具体犯什么罪，在那个在律藏里边这个人当中，一个是跟什么都不提，再有人就提你犯哪一类罪的，对，有两种，然后他是这么给你标出来，就是那个不是这个标出来，都是从那个不
就是律藏加
因
素，
对
因素，
对对，然后他说至于至于你说那个泰国那种方式，泰国的他说可能是有些人根据因素你自己编，对
没错。
对他说他没有发现那个事物，他说那他认为那可能是有些人跟一种，
我忘了再重复一下，那个第一种是什么也没有，第二种是只提了罪名来罪事，我这当
不是罪事，罪事是指你自己犯那种，比方说故意妄语犯什么罪，对。
龙叔医生用哪种方式？
最普通的方式，什么都那个什么都不说那种方式。
就我哪条罪都不说。
都不说，完全不说。
就说巴基蒂亚不说，只说我。
完全不说，对，就只是说那个我犯了那个种种罪事的一切罪。
Okay.
那您如果就是说三个阶杀里面犯了可能三条以上
啊，
这种情况你是应该怎么？
你就三个 DC 他，
对，
那你在告白的时候，给你解释告白的时候，你要说我犯了那个什么那个，不是他那个犯了不同三个 DC 他，然后但是关键是你要说你那个你是不是复藏，然后你这每天你复藏多少天，然后你这个可以决定你最后你得给你多少天的别墅，
就是每个都不一样的， 就是见孤底的时间
啊，
还有说出经的时间都不一样，或者还有其他。
你是说你复藏的时间，还是说是你那个犯戒的时间？
犯戒和复藏不一样吗？
Okay, 那我先把这个问题跟张老师说一下。
嗯。
So he's asking. OK.
啊，就是有可能是不同犯戒，就是不同复藏的时间。
So he's asking about this arrogance of Sangha disciples. So for example, if one has committed several Sangha disciples of different base, and these are committed at different time, and the time that it has been concealed is also different. So in such case, how should one make this declaration to his teacher or to his fellow monk? Does he have to mention about this offense and the exact time that he committed this offense and the exact time that he has concealed the offense?
Of course, he has to declare everything, because now if the teacher has to take decision,
mm-hmm.
Whether it is actual offense or
mm-hmm.
it's not actual offense,
mm-hmm.
The teacher has to ask questions to find
mm-hmm.
out how he committed the offense.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes monks, they have misconceptions.
Uh-huh.
Right? They think it's an offense while it's not an offense.
Mm-hmm.
And the teacher must know that there are certain factors
mm-hmm.
for an offense to take place.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Sangha disciple number one
mm-hmm.
has three factors.
Mm-hmm.
Others have four, five factors.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore now the teacher must be competent to understand
mm-hmm.
whether the pupil fulfilled all the factors in order for the Sangha disciple.
Mm-hmm.
If he fulfills one factor or two factors,
mm-hmm.
still no Sangha disciple.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore now, in order to find out, here the teacher has to ask many, many detailed questions.
Yes, yes.
How this happened,
yes.
and so forth. And then, not only about the offense, ultimately, if they decide there's an offense, now, about the days,
mm-hmm.
okay, how to find the days, how many days,
mm-hmm.
It's called, you have to find out, and to wait.
Mm-hmm.
Here, the manga has to, calculate the days.
Mm-hmm.
If he can't calculate, the teacher has to help him.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to find ways how to, recall all these days, how many days he has done.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore now, it is a procedure which has to be done with the help of a teacher.
Yes, but when this arochana is to be done to a fellow monk, no? For example?
No, arochana, he does not need to do all these things to another monk. As called, the first monk he sees,
uh-huh.
as called, he has to tell him, Pande or Abhusu, I fall into Sangha, this is an offense.
Just I fall into Sangha, this is an offense.
Sangha, this is an offense, finish.
Oh, okay.
He has to tell, I fall into Sangha, this is an offense. He does not need to explain anything.
Okay.
Alright?
Okay.
So then, but in order to make decision now, the teacher now, in order to make a parivasamana,
uh-huh.
he has to speak to the teacher.
Okay.
He has to find all this information needed in order to make the formula also.
Okay.
So, this is, arochana is a simple thing. You
okay.
just tell the monk, I fall into Sangha, this is an offense.
Okay.
So that he does not to give me details.
Okay. 就是一开始那个告白，就是说你不是找你老师，就是说只是终是你复藏的那个告白，你只需要说我那个先生我犯了三坛，这就足够了。什么是你犯？至于说你犯了什么罪，你什么时候犯的，你复藏多少天，这都不需要说。但是你后来你要跟你导师说，然后那个去请求别处，然后请求马达达那个出罪时，这些你什么都要说，就是说你犯了什么罪，你是怎么犯的，然后那个你什么时候犯的，然后你复藏多少天。这些都需要跟你那个老师说，因为你有时候你自己可能不知道，就是说你这个罪到底是犯了还是没犯，就是你导师一看，因为每条罪它有不同的要素嘛，你满足多少个要素之后，你才能说你犯，所以说你要仔细把你那个犯罪过程跟那个导师解释一遍，然后呢，然后他要根据你说的日期计算你这个罪到底服藏多少天。然后最后才能去决定你犯没犯罪，然后你犯罪的话给你多少天的别墅。
嗯，反正我想问一下，他那个不听劝告，就是说不听劝，就是说他说佛法为非佛法，然后说那个善僧团为就是诽谤僧团，然后这种不听劝告是由沙门雷拉，就是说由谁来劝告？是沙门雷拉可以劝告吗？还是非得就比库来劝告他不听才犯这个条？
你说是那个僧团的那个那个？
就是
僧团第十二条是吗？
对，
僧团第十二
不听劝告。
那个So he's asking about the 12th Sangha Dixit said, do you want to answer this question now? He's asking about the 12th Sangha Dixit.
12th?
Dubacha.
Ah, 12th?
Yes, yes.
Ah,
12th. Yes. Dubacha, do you want to answer this question now?
We can go through these rules.
Uh-huh.
We can explain all these things.
Okay.
So now we give only just examples how monks can fall into offenses by this reason, the other reason, motivations,
uh-huh.
What are the motivations.
Uh-huh.
I give some examples, not to go into details and so forth. Like,
okay.
Therefore, we finish now, we finish already the thing tomorrow, not tomorrow. Next time we'll start Parajikas. For Parajika, and then next time we go to Sangha Dixit.
Uh-huh.
When you come to Sangha Dixit, there are many things.
Uh-huh.
Because now I give you only a small explanation now, and you think, oh, how is that? And then you ask another question. But those days when you have the class, and we'll cover all these questions.
Uh-huh.
We have the class, and then many doubts will disappear.
Uh-huh.
Now, therefore now, we leave it for later then.
Okay.
So any other question about Sangha Dixit, we leave it for later then.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are very close. For Parajika, we might finish with him maybe 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And after the third week, we'll start Sangha Dixit.
我今天想问谁，他借了这个，就是说，现实生活碰到的一个问题。嗯，打个比方说，我们做服务，嗯，就是看到蚂蚁，嗯，扎上戒时有心和无心嘛，它是属于有心戒。打个比方说，你开始没有看到蚂蚁，
嗯，
但是你拖把拖过去的时候，看到了，
嗯，
但是你这个拖把过去收不回来了，嗯，这个时候你心脏可能嘎哒一下，
嗯，
我这样拖过去可能蚂蚁会死掉，
嗯，
这个算是有心还是无心？
这个算是不死方剑。你说这个蚂蚁最后怎样？
最后我们也不知道，把拖到拖到拖把里去了，我们也不知道。最后是死了吗？应该就是我们也只能死，也没有确定。
啊，
就是一个，也就是说你这个时候拖过去的时候是心是属于有心还是无心？打个比方说，我开始没有看到，
啊，
但拖过去的时候看到了，
啊，
但没。 拖把还是拖过去了，啊，有的时候我们没有收住，终于不足，啊，可这个是有心还是无心？收不到。
So he's asking about, so for example, he's mopping, and then about mopping the floor.
Mopping.
Yes, mopping the floor. So because of lack of mindfulness, his mop is getting very very close to some ants. And although at that time he already noticed that, but it's too late because before his lack of mindfulness, it's too late because of the momentum. That ant is still got enrolled into the mob. So in that case, because this rule is a sachitika rule. Sachitika rule.
Yeah.
So he's asking, whether his intention here is to be considered valid or not, his intention.
What intention?
His intention of killing. Do you think he has an intention of killing in this case?
As far as he explained and so forth, I can see only the intention is to mop, not to kill.
Okay.
So then if by accident the ant is got stuck somewhere and so forth because of it. While sweeping,
mm-hmm.
as called, it is too late to prevent death of the ant,
mm-hmm.
then it is happened, finished,
mm-hmm.
no intention to kill.
Mm-hmm. 他说根据你的，他从你这个描述来看，你的东西应该只是拖地，就是整个过程中你的东西都只是拖地， 而没有杀死蚂蚁的东西。所以说，如果说是因为你那个缺少正念或者忘记，导致那拖把关系太大，什么蚂蚁又捡到里边，这个不能算你是故意杀。
但是我觉得是止不住的时候，当时我也在观察自己的心。这个心的时候，拖过去的时候，我觉得真麻烦。
你的心动得太快，但动得太慢了，没关系。
嗯。
是什么意思？就是那个，
就我就过过去的时候，我就觉得，我也看到蚂蚁的时候，也对蚂蚁有一种起一种讨厌的心。嗯，这个时候我在想，我刚才是有没有起这个杀心，这就自己搞不清楚了。
嗯、So he said, because his thoughts is running very fast, so sometimes he himself is not sure.Whether he has the intention of killing or not, because sometimes he can feel this, he has a, what's called, reluctance towards those ends. So in such case, how to judge whether he has an intention or not?
You see, now intention is the, it's called, five factors into fulfill for the intention to be full.
Okay.
So, one is Janati.
Mm-hmm.
Janati, one knows,
mm-hmm.
I want to kill it.
Mm-hmm.
Sanjanati. One is fully aware
uh-huh.
that, yes, I'm sure,
mm-hmm.
I want to kill it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be very clear.
So this is in the Vinaya notes, no? These five factors are there in the Vinaya notes?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Maybe, I don't know, I've not seen it.
Okay.
I was going to start there,
I think. I'll show you. It's there.
Abhivitaritva. Maybe four factors, all right. Abhivitaritva. Then without hesitation,
mm-hmm.
one goes ahead to kill it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then after, one makes the physical effort.Physical effort by killing. Or verbal effort. In that case, now it is called physical effort.
Okay.
I mean, maybe.
Therefore, now, from this explanation, we must understand that we can find it.
Yes, I think I can find it. Just a moment. Okay, it's in somebody says a section, I think. Somebody says
Yes, about somebody says
that.
Yes.Sanjanati is number one.
Okay. Somebody say number one. Janato. Sanjanato. Sanchitya.
Sanchitya. Ah, yeah. Sanchitya. Purposefully.
Yes.
Without hesitation, one goes on.
Yes. Only four factors. The last
one
is...
Five. Okay. Sanchitya. That is name exactly. Sanchitya means one deliberate, one is... yes. Sanchitya, it is, one is, deliberately, as called, it is full deliberation, full
okay.
deliberation.
Mm-hmm.
And abhivitaritva, it is, as called, without hesitation, one goes on.
Okay.
One makes the final, as called, decision, yes,
okay.
I 100% sure I'm going to kill.
Okay.
And then on the vitikama is called, one transgresses, this conscious mind transgresses the body. Means you go with the body and kill.
Okay. So there are five factors altogether.
Yes, five factors.
Okay. 关于这个问题呢，其实你关于这个动机怎么确认问题，其实你可以参照那个戒律考试大纲。
嗯。
戒律考试大纲呢，关于那个三个第四项的部分，等我给你翻到一页，稍等。
这个标题第二。
不是三个第四项的部分。嗯。三个第四项第一条，稍等一下。戒律考试大纲的那个，九种触犯三罪三个第四项，我不知道那个你们那个三个那个是多少页啊？就是那个九种触犯三罪三个第四项的第一条，故意出境这个地方。
我们刚才谁在提故意出境？
不是跟故意出现没关系，但是这个动机就是说，这个人
哦，你这个
对动机的判断和那个和这个对故意出现动机判断是一样的。
对，
就首先你要了知，
我了知，
对，首先你要完，第二你是要那个完全了知，第三你是要完全故意，第四是毫无犹豫，第五是实际做出那个行为，然后你自己按照这五个标准全部满足，那说你
这个。Give examples now. Killing no.
Yes.
Applies to every intention.
Yes.
This factor applies for every intention.
他说这个地方虽然说是故意出现五要素。
Janato means one knows that I want to kill it. So Janato is called one knows is fully aware that yes this is what I want. So what is what killing take place?
他这个地方虽然说是故意出现五要素，但实际上是适用一切动机的，就是说你这个动机是不是动机，就用这五个要素来判断。
这我就有兴趣，这个东西就会用，这个界里的东西就实际就会用的话，就可能会。
So after reading this, we can tell him if he thinks, still thinks that he fulfilled these five factors, it's better to make confession and determine next time not to do that.
他说如果你认为根据这五要素简单化，如果你认为你这五要素全部都满足了，那么你再叫孩子做忏悔，然后并且那个我觉得下次不要再犯。
这个五个要素我其实这个五要素是不具备的。
OK， 你们还有其他问题吗？
有，
你说。
那个就刚才说那个孙切贤的那个几种衣物啊，他说那个比如说那个长老安排那个供礼物，然后夜达赏恶作，这个恶作是那个比库恶作是不是？这是第一个。第二
个哪
个
比库？就是不没有打赏那个比库
啊？对，是不是他的恶作？
啊，
第二个问题是那个比如说那长老没安排这个打赏，这事前一个就没做，这样会是不是出什么恶作？是长老恶作还是什么恶作？
He's asking about this Apubakaran. So for example, if he said that if the senior monk arranged one junior monk to do this sweeping, but out of whatever reason, this junior monk didn't do that. So then this junior monk incurs of Dukkhapati, isn't it? And this Dukkhapati is only for that junior monk who is assigned to do that work.
Yeah.
This is the first question. The second question is that, for example, if this senior monk didn't assign this, not only this senior monk, the whole sangha that he's in, the monk who is in charge of this, didn't assign anybody to do the work. So ultimately, this work is not done at all. So in such case, who incurred this dukkha offense? Is it only those senior monks or the whole sangha? He's asking.
He is a monk who is responsible to look after the Patimokkha procession.
Okay. So that means the senior monks?
Yes, a senior monk, or one of the senior monks.
One of the senior monks.
Well, here also, you can see now there are monks who have to look for the duties, as called, and here they have to tell, as called, the Konarata, the monks.
Okay.
So then he has to look after the duties, if the other monks perform the duties well or not.
Uh-huh.
But there are also separately monks who have been appointed to look after the special function, for example, for Dhamma Desana, who is going to give a Dhamma talk. There is another monk appointed for that. He has to look after that. And during your post of the day, there is another monk who has to look in the Sima, for example. So if these monks do not talk, they fall into offense. Uh-huh. They are called responsible.
是负那个，就是那个，你说第一个问题就只是那个，就是如果是蟑螂安排，然后那人没干，就只是没干的人犯恶作。然后你说第二个问题，如果根本没人安排的话，那谁负责安排谁犯恶作？
那个九项义务如果是没做完整，是一个恶作还是很多几个恶作？
你说没做完整是好几项义务，
那九项义务嘛，我做了八个，做了七个，这是几个恶作？
是。So he is asking that this Apubakaran and Apubakich altogether there are nine. Apubakaran and Apubakich altogether there are nine. So he is asking, so for example, out of these nine, only seven is nine. So how many Dukkhatas are there? Two Dukkhatas or only one Dukkhata?
So actually now, by doing these duties, it depends also on the intention of the ones. Now if they ask for the intention is just in spite, they know that it should be done, they don't do it because of anger or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Or because of disregard or disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
That also plays a role for the monk to fall into dukkha. If, for example, he forgets, so he's not the dukkha, you can't blame him as dukkha. Because these are sachitakas. Sachitaka means you don't fall into offense by not by forgetting or because of. The time, sometimes the time passed, you have no time to do it. You know what, it should be done, but the time has passed, you can't do it.
Okay.
There is some other obstacle comes.
Okay.
So, therefore now, intention is also very important in the, you know, to fall into offense is how to disregard, how to disrespect, either for the cinema or for the ruler.
For the what?
For the rule that you have to do this.
Uh-huh.
That the rules are, you have to sweep, no?
Uh-huh.
That is the rule.
Uh-huh.
So, and you think, well, it's not necessary, so I don't care about this rule.
Uh-huh.
So then, by doing that, you fall into God.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, therefore, intention also plays a role in order to fall into God. Not because he has not done it, he falls immediately automatically into God.
Okay.
You have to investigate to, why he did not do it.
Okay.
For what purpose?
Okay.
If, because he may be stuck. Maybe he has called some obstacle over there.
Mm.
Therefore, now we have to investigate all the things in order to judge whether he's falling into God or not. But the main thing is, if he has done it out of disrespect, disregard, either for the teacher or for the rule, so then of course he falls into God.
Okay. So if only seven...
he, I don't think he must be able now. The Buddha tells him, Satsi Usahad. If he is able to do it, okay, then, okay, he falls into Dukkha because the ability is there to do it, but he does not do it out of respect.
Mm-hmm.
But Satsinausahat, if he is not able to do it, because he makes the effort, but he can't succeed. Maybe time has become short, or maybe some other problem arose.
Mm-hmm.
So in that case, he does not fall into it.
Mm-hmm. So, but for his question, for example, if... out of
he
90.
He misses some of the duties.
Yes,
this is the question.
Yes, he missed some of the duties. And how many duties are there? So, for example, two duties are missing. So, in such case, does there incur two duties or only one duties?
I'm telling you, it is intention first.
Mm-hmm.
Why he misses it.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
If his intention is only because of disrespect.
Yes.
Okay, then, okay, he falls into Dukkata.
Yes, yes,
it is actually because you can find one Dukkata because, again, it's dependent on the intention.
Okay.
He might think, okay, this is called, I'm not doing these duties because they are both ridiculous.
Okay, okay.
I don't want to do it. The teacher is ridiculous to demand these things from me.
Okay.
So then...
So the maximum in this case can be two Dukkatas. Maximum in this case, if two duties are missing, then maximum they can be.
Can be also two together, but I can't tell you so because.
Yes, yes, according to the intention. Okay, but his actually his question is what is the maximum number? For example, if the three kinds of duties are missing, the maximum dukkha is three. If four kinds of duties are missing, the maximum is four.
I can tell it because now with one shot he does not do two duties. Intention is. With one intention is to skip two duties, okay?
Uh-huh.
I suppose one intention is then.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, whether I got one intention means one dukkha.
Okay.
So, if he tells this, these duties are ridiculous. I'm not going to do that. And then these duties are ridiculous. I'm not going to do that. Maybe you can count two intentions, two dukkhas.
Okay.
I suppose, because he has, now he tells, I am not doing this duty. Then he falls into that, okay, because of disregard. After 5 minutes, he tells, I am not doing that duty also. Then another duty.
Okay.
But if he tells at once,
uh-huh.
I am not doing these duties now at all,
mm-hmm.
then he falls on together because it is one intention.
Okay. 他确实是你犯了几个，并不是那个按理就是确实多少，并不完全按照你确实多少个义务来算，而是按你动机的顺序来算。他说，因为这个你俩首先你要明白，他你不做义务而犯错这个事是个有事实是有情节，也就是说你必须是故意故意故意你能做而不去做，否则否则说是你能做而不去做，这样才犯个错，但如果说是因为某种原因别人有障碍，或者说是因为你生日做了，但你这事你没有。或者说你虽然做了，但你这事你没有做，那这种情况是不犯的，因为你这种情况是无心。所以说，张老师最终是要看你有几个动机去判断你犯了几个错。比方说你现在有两个月没有做，
良心里面有错，如果但是如果说你这个东西是有一次，比方说你一开始你的东西就是，我今天我这太无聊了，这些都太无聊了，我这两天我都不想做，你就这一个东西，你就一个东西，然后我不是两个都有忽略，你东西只发出了那一次，那你这实际上就一个都做，虽然你两个都没做，但如果说你是这样，你第一次你第一次是想，扫地这会儿太无聊，我就不扫地了，然后过五分钟以后你想点灯这会儿也太无聊了，我就不点灯了。那这样的话，就是两个在做，因为这东西发出两次。
还有三分钟，
时间到
了。还有三分钟，没有问题了是吧？你就只是想说时间到了。OK，
好，
so he's telling that time is over now. So
no question.
No question.
So then I will tell you now. Tomorrow、mm-hmm. we're going.Mitrigari Dharmayata.
Dharmayata.
So then, the Sangha committee is a meeting, no? So therefore, I will be there, Dharmayata, maybe 2 days, then I have to go to Colombo, maybe for 3 days.
3 days.
Altogether, 5 days.
Okay.
Approximately.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll skip that. So therefore, now we read, we finish the Nidana already, we read the Parajikas, we have the Vinaya notes. Read the Parajikas, whatever question you have, you can ask after I come back.
So both Kankavitarini and Vinaya notes, 2 books?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kankavitarini and Vinaya notes.
Okay.
And whatever other book you have is okay. If you read the whole stories from the Parajika Pali, from Vitarini, from the original story, how it started, that is also good.
Okay,
we have a broad idea.
Okay.
So, therefore, now we can use 3 books. One it is Kankavidyarani, one is Vinaya Notes, and another is called Vinaya Pitaka.
Okay.
Parajika Pali.
Okay. 所以那个只是张老师这么说，就是说他现在要去那个，从明天开始，他要去释迦牟尼老师生前住那个寺庙住两天，然后三天之后，因为是僧团要在那儿开个会，然后在那之后他要去科隆坡住那个待3天，所以说一共他要缺席5天的时间，所以说这5天那个大家不上课，然后张老给大家布置作业，因为现在这个续诵也已经讲完了，续诵讲完之后，下面讲个巴拉西卡，所以那个张老建议大家那个看3本书，一个是《伊侯杜托》，一个是《戒律考试大纲》，一个是《律藏》，希望大家把这3本书里边有关巴拉基基卡部分全部看完，如果有什么问题的话，大家接下来回来问。
Then after I come back, of course, I have no other plans to travel after all these classes will finish. So therefore, we have to continue every day.
Okay.
So, man, me Godabande, I think he does it 2 times a week, no?
Uh-huh.
2 times a week.
Uh-huh.
So me Godabande, we'll do it 7 times a week.
Okay. Okay. 张老师说他这次外出之后呢，他那个再回来以后，他就再没有到一直到我们戒律课结束，他就没有外出计划。然后在这之后，他就是会每天都讲，他说那个米格张老师的课是一个周2次，我们课是1周7次。
So then, except if there is a Sangha meeting again, I think maybe I don't know, maybe in April there is another meeting or March, I don't know, I'm not sure.
Okay.
So I have to participate, no?
那个、
But it will be there for 1 day, 2 days, maybe nothing
more. 除非有例外情况，就比方说你又有三天要开会，那这种情况可能他会外出1天2天。如果没有例外的话，就继续。
他们是9月份开始。
什么？
9月份开始。
4月份。
24个月。
我看是大米。
9月份。
那个他们年三米那努莫的他帮。
晓得。
Samina katam punyam mayam tattavam Sadhu sadhu namodami Oka sadvaratene katam sabbamachayam kamatme bhante Sadhu kamatme bhante